Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Powers Point Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Powers. Hope wherever you are and whenever you're listening to this that you're just having a great day. I hope everything at work, relationships, I hope everything just went great today. I want to discuss something today that's really bugging me, and it's growing bigger and bigger each day. My question to each of you is, when as a society did we ever find it acceptable to sit behind a keyboard and troll social networks with negativity? What I mean by this is, I seen a little kid the other day playing the drums. He posted a video of themselves. He got a lot of great feedback. People giving words of encouragement, telling him what a great job he is doing. But then you get those people who are just so eager to throw in their negativity by saying, it sucked, or I've seen better. I don't understand this. Instead of just moving on, you would rather discourage someone, or if you think someone is unattractive, another example, a person would rather cast judgment on them in hopes to make the person feel horrible. I've seen families destroyed over beliefs and friendships destroyed over opinions of politics and religion. I mean, it's ridiculous. Everybody is allowed their opinion, so what makes your opinion better than the next person? You know, we're all entitled, but just because they may not agree with you, don't mean you have to fight and argue with it, you know? So if someone posts something and you don't like it, just move on. No need to hurt anyone's feelings or degrade them because you're having a bad day. Listen, life's too short and goes by in a blink of an eye. So my challenge to each one of you, be kind. Do something good for someone. Say something kind to someone, because kindness goes a long ways. And I know each one of you guys believe that. Now that's off my chest, let's just move on. I listened to a lot of music this week and was really, for the most part, disappointed with most of it. I'm not being negative on this, but let's take Green Day. Their new album, Father of All Mother Truckers. I'm keeping it clean so you could fill it in there. Super disappointed on this one because it felt like it was rushed. I meant the first and second tracks sound identical. They use the same music and it drives me crazy. It's just frustrating when you know a band is really good and they put that out. Is it because they just didn't want fans to forget about them? So they're like, oh, let's hurry up and do this. You know, I'd rather just think about their albums, Dookie or American Idiot. I really enjoyed those. The next album is from Stone Temple Pilots, Perdita. It's the second album with the frontman, Jeff Gutt, and it's almost all acoustic. This album really sounds like a soundtrack to a sappy 80s love story. So if you're thinking you're going to be hearing music about Dead and Bloated and all that, I really tell you no. It sounds like so mellow, you have to double look on the album cover to see who the artist is. Then another album that I listened to, or just a song from their first release, is Pearl Jam's Gigaton. They only released two tracks from the album, and it's coming out March 27th, so I was happy. You know, I haven't heard Pearl Jam in a while, and I love them as a band, and listening to this, I feel like they turn all electric synthesizers and everything. It does not sound like Pearl Jam. It sounds like Eddie Vedder singing just in front of like electro techno club music. So if you're not into that and you're looking for like the old sound that they produced, I think you're going to be disappointed. I think this album has made them feel like they lost their roots. And this all leads to this week's showcase tune, talking about music. This week, a song from an artist named Amy Jo Potter. Well, she goes by the name Amy Jo now. And she's an upcoming artist. She's upbeat and down to earth. She has a lot of good things coming her way. And that's why I chose her with her single, Stupid Girl. So here it is. I hope you guys enjoy it. Again, Amy Jo, Stupid Girl. Thank you.
different worlds. How could you ever think? Oh, ever think there could be anything you could hold on to? Just like that dance out on a summer breeze. Oh, stupid girl, oh, oh, oh. Nothing can seem right, oh, when everything's wrong. Oh, stupid girl. Why did you use your head, oh, and not your heart? How could you ever let, oh, ever let these things go so far? Just like that dance out on a summer breeze. Oh, stupid girl, oh, 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 nothing can seem right, oh, when everything's wrong. Oh, stupid girl.
Okay, again, that was Amy Jo. You can find her on YouTube, follow her road to success, because I'm certain that if you love country music, you're going to hear about her in the future. And if you want to hear more, you can follow her on Facebook. Again, YouTube, you can see like other cover songs she sang. So another thing I want to talk about, we are just under a month away from the return of Backbreaker Wrestling, and I'd like to give you a chance to see the show live. Now, absolutely, you need to live within a short distance of the venue because, Obviously, I'm not going to pay for an airplane ticket or train ticket. But all you have to do to win a pair of tickets is just message me and say, I want to go to that show. And for everybody that does that, I'll put your name in a drawing, which I will announce on my upcoming WrestleMania Roundtable episode. And I think that's going to be really good. So if you're a fan of wrestling, I got a few guests coming on with me, and we're going to discuss the upcoming WrestleMania. We're going to discuss the past WrestleManias, and if you're not interested in it, I guess you'll have to skip that one. But I hope you just give it a try, give it a listen. If you're looking for something to do this coming weekend, or next weekend, February 28th, 29th, Haywood Banks coming to Kokomo, Indiana on the 28th, and in February 29th, Haywood's coming to Hobart, Indiana. Haywood is one of those musical geniuses that make you laugh through music. You know, he has a couple tales to tell, but his songs, I'm telling you, he's very funny. Look him up on Spotify. Look him up on wherever, iTunes. And as always, you can get your tickets at www.madhattershows.com. Okay, that's all I got this week, but before I leave, I want to give a little shout-out to a few of my supporters. I'm talking about Suzette, Robin, Alyssa, Mandy, Sean, and Eric. Thank you all for everything. Thank you for always encouraging me. And to everyone else, I also say thank you as well, because I do appreciate every single one of you. Because let's be honest, without you, there's no me. Also, I can't leave yet without giving you my quote of the episode. And that would be another anonymous person. But no matter how you feel, get up, dress up, show up, but never give up. So with that, I'll talk to you guys next time.